Blog Talk Radio.
On a specified
1,000.
Help plane.
What?
Lieutenant.
No.
Draw by both. On
how many times I asked for you not to turn the dial, but guess what? You did it. You reached Tino Radio, and this is DJ Sonic Audi. Thank you once again for tuning in. This is Monday night, New York City, is September 27th, and this is the Spooky Lou Paranormal Show, hosted by Spooky Lou, and guess what? Right, man, that is the Spooky Lou new theme song. So I hope everyone's having a good time and cozy. It's been getting a little cool here in New York City. It's in the 70s right now, low 70s. And it's kind of spooky out there. It's no full moon. The full harvest moon was kind of cool. I believe it was last week. So we're just waiting now for Spooky Lou. Once again, the Men in Black, I think they visited him today. I'm not sure. But the Men in Black is definitely an issue, ongoing issue. They've been attacking our other shows. But hey, an open invitation is still on for the Men in Black to come on in and be on the show. Got some hot chocolate, got some marshmallows. It should be all cool, man. It should be all cool. So here we go. Oh, they let him go. Spooky Lou was let go. Interrogation room in Area 51. Very good. Let's see if they cut his... Well, I think they did. They cut his cell phone. Hold on. Spooky Lou, are you there?
I am here. How are you doing?
You know, Listen, man, I'm doing all right. I'm a little scared. I don't know how many times I have to send these correspondences to the government, you know, the Men in Black division. But they're always interrogating you. What's going on, man? It doesn't make sense. It really doesn't.
Brother. It's who you are, man. It's the energy. Spirit. They feel it, bro. They feel it.
They feel it?
They feel it, and you are an out of control person. You know what I mean? You sound like Gordy. So they forever so come after you.
No, not me. They're always taking you down.
Oh yeah, well that's a whole nother story.
Well, they let you loose in the interrogating room, so that's good. You can make the show. I'd like to thank the Men in Black for that. You know they do bother the Indigenous Power Hour, they do mess with us there. Sometimes we get totally cut off.
The energy, bro.
We talk about all this crazy stuff about how the government treats us, and boom, it's gone. It cut us off. And I always love how Block Talk Radio always writes the email back saying, "We don't understand what happened." They always say that.
Do they?
They just don't understand. Yeah, they don't understand why. No, I played your theme song. Hold on. I know the Men in Black were interrogating you, but let me play it again, all right? It's your theme song.
I'm ready.
There you go, man. What you think?
Man, I was doing a little dance over here. I was break dancing. I felt the spirits coming at me. I'm feeling it.
What?
Thank you, brother.
Damn.
A little Michael Jack, you know, a little moonwalk to a little curl.
Oh, that's right. Moonwalk to the star people. Wow.
I'm sorry.
No, but check it out. Huh?
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, this is... It's going to be a crazy show today. It's called RH, I guess, Negative Blood. And the I like using the term star people better than aliens because, you know, they're people too, you know. And why not, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. What spooky stuff? Is she around?
I don't know. Hold on. Oh, you see? I send them a letter on your behalf. And on her behalf, I did not send one. So guess what? They got... Wait, is it spooky stuff or scary stuff?
Spooky, scary. Where's she at?
All right, that'll be her middle name, Spooky. Her first name is Scary. Wait a minute. Where is she? See, man, I forgot to send that letter. And Bloody Men in Black. That's not right. Yeah, that's not right at all. Guess they cut her off. They cut her off, man. But once again, I'd like to thank all you guys for listening. This is the Monday nights, the Spooky Lou Paranormal Show. Take it away, Lou. We'll see if we get Stephanie on.
No worries. Yeah, no, absolutely, bro. Definitely another crazy night. Yeah, you know, I was... listening to people speak, and you know, one of the most interesting topics to me, right, is DNA and blood, right? Blood types. There's so many different blood types that exist, right? Like O positive, you know, you know, we're one species off of one planet Earth, and somehow we were able to have different kinds of blood types. I mean, maybe it makes sense because as people, we have different features coming from different regions, you know, so we have a lot of different combinations of blood that exist, you know. But I come across some interesting stuff I've been hearing a lot lately about. I've always known about the RH. You know, negative factor.
Sorry about that.
No worries. I can't say no, but I've heard about how rare it is, and, you know, but I never really understood why. It was so rare. And I looked into it, you know, a few years ago when I was reading about it, and they were actually saying that a lot of royalty bloodline carry this RH negative factor in their blood, you know. And if you don't know what RH is, I believe it's called the rhesus macaque, and it derives from an ape, or from a monkey, sorry, from this particular monkey. And somehow this factor, they named it after the monkey, but this factor, which I find fascinating, for some reason, if someone has this RH negative blood and their baby comes out to be RH positive, for some reason, its own body will kill the fetus. Now, I find that mind-boggling. As human beings, we mate with each other. It doesn't matter, right? It's just a different, the only difference between us is man and woman. How is it possible that just because there's this factor that's positive and negative will automatically terminate a baby, a fetus inside, you know, these women that have this particular blood? And
wow.
Then when you look into it deeper, it's a rarity. It's something that's really not, you know, it's, I think it's only 15% of the population that carries this blood. And it's just a mystery. It's just a really deep a conundrum, right? Like, where does this blood come from? Why does this happen? And why are there so many people, or the least in the population, that carry it? Oh, you know, what are your thoughts about that?
Well, you said 15%.
I heard. I think it was 15%. I could be wrong. I heard it was about 15% of the population is Rh negative. And
wow, 15%.
People who are Rh negative. And from what I heard, it's direct. Most, the majority are direct bloodlines that are kings and queens. I've heard some presidents like Bush, Obama. I can't confirm this. This is alleged. That have this bloodline, this particular blood type. I even heard a story one time where people said it came directly from Jesus, and then this is where all the kings and queens actually came from, because they were actual descendants of Jesus's children. For all those that never heard that, there's also a story that Jesus did have children and a family, and this is where the Rh negative factor comes from. But recently there's been spewing some conversation. Oh, I've heard this back in the days too about they're really lizard people. And now they're saying that these people could potentially be mixed with an alien, with alien blood, or their background is alien. And then what makes it even more interesting, right, I'm sure you know this part, is that the majority of people that carry this blood are really centralized in one location in the world, out in Basque, which is located between France and Spain. Not sure if you knew that, but for some reason, they have the highest concentration of Rh negative factor. These people not only have this rare blood, but they also have a rare language that's not spoken anywhere in the world.
Really?
And so from what I hear, it's also a complicated language. But I never met anyone from Basque. I do know that I have some relatives that came from Basque, or I've heard, because of this last name that exists in my family, and I learned that recently. But, yeah, I mean, you work kind of in the medical field. What are your thoughts about the different genetic kind of bloods? What's the majority of genetic blood, right, that exists? What about between natives and European? Like, what's the biggest factor? Do you happen to know that information, Luke?
Well, I know O positive. I mean, I'm O positive. Most natives are O positive. I believe the majority of population of people of color are O positive. I was just reading before about the COVID-19, that people who have been spreading it, that don't are like the asymptomatic, are O positive folks.
Okay.
So I have to do more research on that. But those are the people that have been spreading it, and nothing happens to them. But O positive,
well,
yeah, that's the native one, and the African.
Well, that's an interesting thing to say, right? But then I remember Spooky Steph last week was saying that, you know, a lot of natives were hit the hardest at one point, like definitely in Arizona. They were hit really bad. I also heard a lot of Asian people were dying, right? They were saying a lot of people, at first when it came out, they were seeing a lot of people of color were dying, black, Latinos, Native Americans, Asians. For some reason, it was affecting them the worst. But you're saying that that's not true now, or they come up with a new
study? Well, that makes sense. That makes sense because, you know, a lot of Native households, you know, Latino households, you know, it's large numbers, you know, extended family in the whole household, right? So what happens is if I'm carrying the if I'm infected with the virus, but I'm asymptomatic, I'm going to pass it on to my relatives, you know, because you're indoors, you're not wearing a mask, whatever, and boom, I'm getting them sick. And they don't even know I'm sick because I'm not showing any symptoms. So it makes sense that the needles got hit hard. You know, not all O positives were asymptomatic, but most were. You know, that's what I'm data is coming out.
Got it. Okay, so
it makes sense,
this
right?
Statistics showing it does make sense. It does actually the way when you break it down that way. So statistically, what you're seeing is that they were hit the hardest, but a lot of them survived than other populations. Is that correct?
Well, it's like you're killing your own people almost. It's weird because you get infected, you're not showing any symptoms, right? Because your O positive blood type, but then maybe someone in your family has diabetes, high blood pressure, you know, high risk.
Okay.
And they
high
get
risk.
It. And they, because of the high risk factors, you know, then they get it. And they had no clue because you look all right. You don't look sick. You're not coughing, whatever, you know. But you have the virus, so you spread it.
You're a walking time bomb. You're an actual killer, not even knowing that you are killing people.
And this is why this virus is still around and why it's become so stronger now more than ever. And it's mutating because it hides. You can be sick, it's asymptomatic, and boom, you're spreading it. That's why they're saying now for everyone to wear a mask who are vaccinated because you can still get sick, still carry the virus, but then you're going to get someone who didn't get the vaccine. You can kill them. You know, it's like Russian roulette. It's a crazy virus.
Mm.
And you know what's crazy about that? I don't know if you noticed, but the virus itself, when it's Russian roulette, when you get it, it can kill you or it can just, you know, leave some side effects and stuff. But you're not going to die. But basically your body, and that's why the vaccine is so important, the body without the vaccine, it kills yourself. You kill yourself because you're attacking this virus so hard, you're overreacting to it. It makes your immune system overreact. So basically, you're drowning in your own mucus because you're going. So this vaccine helps your defense mechanism relax. Okay, this is what you need to look at. This is what you need to attack. But we're not bad. And then the vaccine, just like in a couple of hours, it just disintegrates, whatever that protein they give you.
Okay.
So it's like a workout. So your body knows what it's attacking. But before, it doesn't know. So if you don't have the vaccine, it's just going to overreact. And that's how people are dying so quick. You know, some people die, some people don't.
So I'm just going to compare it to, it's like pretty much getting injected with a general inside your body that's going to design and map out like warfare and then be prepared for warfare when this virus enters the body, this foreign virus that's going to kill you. So it teaches the body on how to deal with it. Oh, that's pretty interesting. You explain that.
It's a protein.
But let me ask
you. The protein they shoot at you.
So have there been any studies between the Rh negative factor in COVID?
Wow, that's a very good question. I haven't read any of the literature on that, but I know the Rh antigen is definitely, what do you call it? Is it specifically the negative or positive too?
It's specifically the negative because that is the most rare blood type that can be found. And you know what's really weird? Why is it that that this really, really rare blood type, right? We're all Homo sapiens. We're all from the same species. Am I correct, right? Why is it that there's this small population that has this mutated blood type? How's that possible as human beings that can occur? Like, I understand there's evolution. But how can a human being, because of one factor, it will kill its fetus? Like, isn't that mind blowing? It's almost like you're a human being, and your other human being that's going inside of you is like, no, get this crap out of here. You're like something like, but it's your baby.
Yeah.
I mean, is that mind-blowing? I find that mind-blowing. That's like, whoa, why? We're humans.
But are we human?
That's the question. So now everyone's posing a new question. Is this a gene? Is this Rh negative blood? You know, is it a human factor, or this is something that is an alien in origin? Are these aliens that came down and mated with human beings? And but if that's the case, then why did they choose these specific people in the region to mate? Or who are these people? Why is it that these people have that one difference than the majority of the world? I mean, I think these are mind-blowing questions.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I'm going into the website that I usually visit it when I need some medical information.
Okay.
So I just found something here. Oh, hold on a second. It's the Infectious Disease Advisor. That's the magazine. Gives all these statistics on the latest stuff. This is from January of 2021. It says, they were testing the different blood groups. The O blood group had 2.1 chance of getting the SARS COVID. Hold on. The lowest unadjusted probability of all blood groups. So it was O blood group. 2.1 chance. That's pretty low. Now, hold on a second. The Rh seemed protective against COVID infection by 0.79. Look at that. Much lower. So it seems like they have
a
better chance of not getting sick.
So if you're Rh, you have a better chance of surviving COVID.
Oh, okay. Hold on a second. I'm just looking at these statistics. This is the SARS that kind of died down in December of 2019.
I remember SARS.
Yeah, this is the SARS research. Now they're looking at the severe COVID-19. Hold on a second. Oh, man, this is a lot. You know what? You got to give me a minute because this is a lot of medical journal stuff. So I have
to
break it down.
So, it is all good, my brother.
Yeah, but it seems like the Rh is definitely the lowest of getting sick population, the Rh.
So Rh is really not being affected by COVID.
Wow. Okay, here we go. The Rh, okay, O positive, I mean the O blood group against COVID-19 illness and death versus all other groups and Rh status, it's 0.89. Interesting. Did not appear, I guess. Oh, okay, but O positive group did not appear protective against severe COVID-19 illness and death. You know what? I need some time to look at all these statistics. Because this is January, so there's a lot of new stuff that came out. But it seems like with the SARS, it's really low.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow, there's a website just dedicated to the Rh negative blood people.
Okay.
This
really?
Just dedicated to that. Yeah.
To Rh, what did it say about them?
So one out of 45 gets sick with COVID. That are
one
Rh.
One out
that's
of
pretty new.
45 people that have Rh. I'm assuming it doesn't matter if it's positive or negative.
Yeah.
Just get sick.
One out of 45 Rh negative died from COVID. One out of 8 Rh positive died. So let me see. Rh is really strong.
So there's Rh negative, Rh positive, really strong blood types.
Yeah. But one out of 45.
Why?
So this, it seems like a strong blood, some strong blood.
Correct, right? So why do you think people think that it's alien, of alien origin? I mean, you know, why can't, why don't people, I mean, I don't understand why it could be alien. Do you think it's a possibility that there was some sort of ape that existed, or let me not say ape, like some sort of humanoid, like Neanderthal, that existed at one time that was killed off, and these are direct descendants or some sort of mixture of the species that one time existed on Earth? And it's not alien. I mean, I think I would be leaning towards that being more of a possibility than alien origin. What are your thoughts on that?
Right. Well, you know, I was just talking to someone earlier today about the origin stories of all these indigenous peoples, and I also, or I should say the ancient peoples, like the Hebrews, in their story of giants and fallen angels, and you know, these flying ships, whatever, these flying crafts in the air. What do you call it? The people from the indigenous people from India, Iraq, Iran, all these stories, right, that date back thousands of years.
The Middle East, yeah.
They all have this interaction with these beings of a different world. So, you know, the giants and so on. So, you know, battles that went on between humans and these creatures and these peoples, these star peoples. And then, you know, as indigenous people say here in the north, you know, they are our ancestors, so we come from them. So it makes sense that a population will have that Rh negative blood type if its origins are from the stars. I don't know. It's a good theory, though, man. But a lot of these stories are pointing to these ancient stories that we had an interaction with these star people. No doubt about it, according to our ancient peoples.
So that's an interesting theory. See, what you're posing is because when you go back a lot of ancient history, there's always stories about some mega war, right, with aliens that occurred and all this crazy stuff, right? So what you're saying is that maybe our ancestors that have O had a war and pretty much beat the Rh people, and they happen to spare them and live them, and they're still here today, because the majority of the world is O, not Rh.
Wait, say that again. I didn't hear that last part.
So I'm just saying, I'm just playing around with your theory, right? So you're saying that there was like a huge war, because a lot of ancient history talks about mega wars that occurred back in the days, and there was a mega war with like aliens fighting. So people from O negative, I believe, is a factor of Rh negative, but people from O positive and other blood types, maybe we are related to a different kind of alien, and we won that war, and we mixed with them, and that's why, I mean, there's a little bit of that. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm just playing around with your theory, like, because...
Well, the story is saying that, you know, we came, you know, they produced us. We came from them. So maybe...
But why would they be... Why, if that's the case, right, why is there so little of them and the majority of us?
Maybe we mutated somehow. You know, with other species, like you said, the primates or something. I don't know. Maybe we mutated somehow. And they kept more to themselves, the RHs? I don't know. I'm trying to... That's a good theory, though. Let's open up the lines. Let's open up the lines and see if anyone has some insights.
Absolutely, absolutely. If anyone wants to share, please call in.
Mutation, okay. See, some people, some scientists are saying that Rh negative blood is simply a mutation. See, I'm saying it's the opposite. We're the mutants. But they're saying that it's a mutation that came about. But that's some unknown time in our evolution. So it sounds strange, like the unknown, you know. But because we pretty much figure out so much already, science. We can't figure that out. So that's what the whole theory about alien species somehow interfering or interbreeding with humans. or engineering us in some way. How about that one?
Correct.
Like a hybrid
growth
line.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, if anyone wants to call in, it's 515-602-9792, 515-602-9792. And I do agree with you. Like, it's just an interesting factor, man, because if we're all humans, I just don't understand why someone just can have a baby just because there's a negative and a positive. You know, the fetus would kill itself. Like, the body will kill the fetus inside another human.
Well,
that's just mind-boggling.
Well, when you look at nature, right, when a horse and a donkey mate, the genetic differences result in a sterile mule, you know, sterile. So they can't
correct.
Produce that species after that. So, because the chromosomes don't match. That's the key. It's all about matching. So they always produce infertile offspring.
But what did you say? But you said
kind of cool though, right?
I mean,
it's messed up for them. It's kind of cool how nature blocks that, right? What's that?
Yeah, but what was the species? What was it again?
Oh, like if you a horse and a donkey mate, the offspring is going to be sterile, huh?
So let me ask you this, right? This is the difference that I don't understand. A horse is a different kind of breed. A donkey is a different kind of breed. So that means that human beings are a different kind of breeds?
I think well, if you look at those ancient stories, you know, we're kind of like a hybrid, you know, from the because we don't look like them. We don't live like them. But we do come from them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking out loud right
okay.
now. Because if we were like them, then we'll know how to space travel. We'll know how to survive in space. Our bodies can't
correct.
Survive in space too long. That's a known fact
correct.
Already from that from the astronauts. That after a year, their brains start to shrink, their heart starts to shrink. They start getting memory loss and all that. So it's dangerous for us to be in space too long. So we're meant to be on this earth. We're meant to be on gravity. So when you see all these flying
absolutely.
Saucers, right, stories, they zigzag,
mm-hmm.
zigzag, they, you know, they have to be a different species to survive that, right? Space travel.
Yeah, I mean, if, you know, aliens are real, absolutely. You know, they've mastered time travel or portal opening or, you know, flying through space, definitely, you know. But, you know, and it's also interesting. They say not only are, like you're saying, that our age has a high survival rate, but they also say that they're much smarter.
Mm.
Did you know that? They say people our age are much smarter. A lot of times they're redheads. Yeah, have you heard of this?
Well, I know the stuff I read about our age is that most Africans and even low-end Asians, that they have the RH. It's almost non-existent in those kind of cultures. And those are the earliest cultures. Well, one is the African. We all came from Africa, as far as we know.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
You know, the research. So the RH isn't found in them, hardly.
The RH what? I'm sorry?
And even lower in Asia. 1% of the population in Asia.
Oh, it's 1%? Even less. Yeah.
Yeah,
you know, the highest percentage is located in one place, and it's called Basque. It's out in Basque country, and it's the Rh negative and the O negative. O negative also is part of the same factor.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Well, the Caucasian people.
Correct.
It's the highest concentration found.
Exactly, and it's
that's right. That's right. The
Basque
region.
Correct. Why is it? You know, what makes them so different? What was it about that area? The majority of those people have that kind of blood.
Wow.
It comes.
Okay.
That's what.
Yeah, just look this up.
You know,
the Pyrenees Mountains. Up to 40% of the population is Rh negative. So that's where they all hang out.
I told you.
The only those from the Basque are also the only people in Western Europe who continues to speak an indigenous Indo-European language in isolated tongue. Yep. Oh, wow. This is deep, man. This is an ancient people. This is an indigenous people, the Basque.
Well, you know what? And you're probably right. They probably are an indigenous people. They probably had the oldest bloodline in that area. You know, what's so special about that area that they're so concentrated in that one area? Has anyone ever bothered to do a study on that?
Well, in the Hebrew scriptures, right, in the book of Enoch, they start talking about these beings, you know, from the Watchers. My Hebrew's bad. Nehelim, also known as the Watchers, yeah. They descended from the heavens and mate with humans, creating a human-angel hybrid. Could this be the hybrids, man, in the Basque country?
I don't know, man. They're probably doing something right.
Well, there's one thing I know about the Basques is that they do love mullets. They have this hairstyle of mullets.
Get out of here. Are you serious?
Yeah. They do. They all wear mullets. And they have, like, interesting foreheads. You know, so.
What?
Well, let me see if. Yeah, they have interesting foreheads, like Neanderthal foreheads. So just hold on a second. I'm gonna play a song, and I wanna hook up with. Hold on a second here. You know why? It's something that just popped up. Men in Black. Hold on a second. Is there something you want to talk to, or I wanted to play a song, if that's all right?
Go ahead, play the song.
Let's go back to the Anasazi. This is from Paul Ross, the Anasazi people.
Thank you.
welcome back. This is DJ Sanak Ordi, Taino Radio. Thanks for everyone for listening. This is a pretty heady topic here, RH Negative and the Star People. Luke, guess what? I found this song. Want to hear what it's called?
What's it called?
Raining Blood. Introduce our next guest, all the way from the mountains of Anayeke Radio, co-hostess, and believe it or not, almost an expert in R2 negative data. Her name is Stephanie Sherman. How you doing, Stephanie? You there?
I'm here. Can y'all hear me?
Definitely, that's your theme song, man. That's it.
Trapped in purgatory, I love this object alive, awaiting revival.
We got some Metallica there for you.
See, thank you for
an
Metallica
expert,
welcoming.
That's scary, bro.
Stephanie has a teacher who's an expert. No, Stephanie has an expert teacher on RH negative, but. That person, we don't know what happened to them, probably the Men in Black. But we got Stephanie here. Don't worry, we'll protect you, Stephanie. Don't worry. Theme song like that, you're all right.
And not to confuse me with the creepy stuff or, like, the almost, like, seemingly, like, running joke between, like, whether it's spooky stuff or scary stuff or the other stuff in your Inoru Boria. But, yo, I'm here. I got some science background. I ain't an expert, but I'm down to chat.
Absolutely. Well, welcome. I'm glad you're down to chat.
Well, they kidnapped your teacher, so you're next online, so you're the expert.
Oh. Yeah. So while I definitely have like a strong like background in science and stuff, I'm not as well versed and nuanced in blood types, even though I remember like having that in my studies in high school.
Wait, that was a mistake. That just came on.
Yeah.
Yo.
Bro.
Men in Black, I'm telling you. Get ahead. I'm sorry. Get ahead.
Nah, you good. Yeah, with RH negative, like, I'm not as well versed in it. And I was trying to look it up, like, recently, like, because I knew it was going to be a topic for one of the shows recently. But with RH negative, basically, there's, like, RH negative, from what I understand, of having, like, certain negative antibodies. And then there's a really rare type, which is, like, the golden blood. And that has no antibodies whatsoever. Not just specific antibodies that they're lacking, but no antibodies. And Lou was talking about the royals and stuff like that. I haven't heard about that. But I would not be surprised if there are certain recessive genes that kind of like, you know, just get passed down.
Guys, I swear that is not me. See?
What do you mean it's not you? What the hell is that?
It just comes on. I swear, I'm not lying.
Yeah, it's the spirit.
So let me try to totally remove the song. Maybe that works. All right, go ahead. Go for it.
Hey, Steph.
A heart attack.
What's up,
me
Lou?
Too. I'm pissed on myself. So, you were saying, oh yeah. So yeah, definitely. If you look back, I've read about this a long time ago. They say that, you know, these descendants, like from royalty, have the same bloodline, and if you can trace it going all the way back. But like I was asking Lou before, like, I mean, I find it fascinating that we are the same species. How is it possible that just because of one factor, you know, a human body can try to terminate a fetus? Like, why would that happen? You know, it's not like we're different, but we're really not different. Am I wrong? Am I missing something?
No, you're not missing anything. And if anything, like, it's like a negative against me for not remembering my, like, high school biology classes. But yeah, there can be an issue with the mother having a fetus, as far as I remember, with having a contrasting, like, type and all of that. And we keep talking about the royals. Certain traits can be selected for, or like result in inbreeding and stuff. Like, you know, like, do you know about the Habsburgs?
No, tell us what that is.
Okay, so if you look up the Habsburgs and Habsburg jaw, a lot of the European families were very intermingled. And so some traits that would be typically recessive or, say, not particularly selected for, ended up perpetuating. So there was a bunch of folks in the royal family tied to the Habsburgs, which includes, like, the English royal family, that have features of this. Like, if you look up Habsburg jaw, like, you'll find it. People to this day who don't have actual royal titles still have this passed down to them. But for, like, Rh negative and stuff, yeah, go ahead, yeah.
No, I was just saying, wow, I've never heard of that before. I'm listening.
Yeah, once you look it up, like, you're going to, like, notice it. But the Habsburg jaw is definitely a thing from the, like, quote-unquote, like, interbreeding amongst the royals. There is Rh negative in colloquial terms, from what I understood, like, looking stuff up. But there's also, like, full-on out Rh negative, like, from what I understand, like, no antibodies. This is not my expertise in my science education, but golden blood has absolutely, like, Rh negative blood, and that's pretty interesting to see. When I tried to look up the evolution, that was a bit spotty when I did some research, like, or, like, looking up, like, 2 weeks ago. But the Rh negative thing is interesting, and it's good to look into, like, the bigger parts of data. So while Rh negative might be parts of certain groups that are more or less receptive to, like, COVID infection, it's good to know, like, too, like, the demographics, like, y'all are talking about, like, who are the more marginalized communities of, say, like, Blacks and Latinos and stuff like that. But it is very interesting to see where it got about, and you can have other blood types, like, you know, A, B, and all that, from what I know, and also be, like, Rh positive or negative. So those are two different categories. But, yeah, those are just some of the things, like, I ended up looking up.
And why do you think that people are saying this is, like, alien origin? I mean, have you come across anything that would, I mean, just blow your mind and say, this is foreign, this doesn't make any sense? You know, is that a possibility? I mean, I don't know, right? We don't know if aliens really do exist. I mean, but why would people believe it's an origin? I mean, it's an origin from aliens.
That's a really good question, and I think I learned about that from, like, chatting with you, Lou, in terms of, like, where it came from and all of that. I did a little bit of poking around, wasn't able to come to some good conclusions. But, you know, I think a lot of people are curious about how stuff, like, pops up here and there. And I'm not sure, I'd have to delve deeper, but I'm not sure if there's any, like, details of where this came from what genetic lineages and what ethnic populations and where evolutionarily. And the questions you're asking are pretty good, I think. Like, granted, like, my science background isn't in the blood types, even though I've studied it, but the questions you're asking are very good, whether it's, you know, supernatural and aliens, Or if it's just asking questions about, like, science of where this come from. And, you know, how is it beneficial? Where did it come from? Is it detrimental? Why is it in certain people and not others? Those are all excellent questions.
I know. It's just mind-blowing because what I don't understand is how it's so centralized in one part of the world. And these people have these genetic powers, I mean, for short. They're much more intelligent. Apparently, you know, they have high survival rates with COVID. A lot of them, I believe, have red hair or something like that that I've read. And it just boggles my mind how for, like, I mean, it must be thousands of years just in one area, even though it's found around the world, but it's only found around the world now because of colonization. Before colonization, it was concentrated just in one area. What makes that place, that area, different, you know, geographically? What's there? I myself am going to do a little bit more research into that. Why, how that could be possible? Like, you know, maybe there was a species. I mean, for me, the only thing I can think of, there was possibly some sort of species related, some sort of humanoid that existed at the time, same way the Neanderthals and various other species existed, and they must have died out. And these people must be direct descendants from whoever these species are. Or they're still alive, flying around in saucers in space. You know?
You know, Lou, since the creation of the internet, there's been a lot of information and blah blah blah. But I did ask the best scholar ever created. That's Google. I asked Google, "What's up, Google?" You know what Google said?
What?
Historians and genetic researchers recently uncovered a possibility that the current human population stemmed from Homo sapiens and another mysterious species, which may have caused some people to have Rh negative blood type. That's what Google said.
So I
was
kind of like,
that's interesting. Yeah.
Now the site that it gave me to look into these theories and the science, it says this site is currently unavailable.
What?
So what the world, man? It's just the world, man. It threw it down and it's gone. The site is gone. Like, what? What's going on? Are we uncovering something?
The men in black don't eat stitch in Santa Cody.
It's gone. That's what people look it up. Google it right now, and it's going to give you a site to click, and it's gone. It's gone.
Man, so what you're saying is that if you try to read this, it's no longer there, what you just read to me.
You'll read what Google's saying. You can read what Google's saying, but then Google gives you a site to go to compare the data, the science, and the theories, and it's not there.
Okay.
It's gone. The website's gone. That's very suspicious.
Wow. That's very awkward. I don't know. I'm gonna have to go social media, holler at some shorty from Bosque and be like, "What's up, baby? Tell me the secret, because I need to find
out."
But
check this out. I did find some traits and characteristics of Rh negative people.
Oh.
Okay.
They're empathetic. Yeah, they're empathetic. They have reddish hair. They have green, blue, hazel eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very intuitive. Interesting.
Like
talking
else,
about the Scottish.
I don't know.
The Scottish and the Irish, huh? The Anglo
Saxon.
Like everyone
else. Who's
that?
Oh, really? No, go ahead. I'm just kidding. Go ahead. I was saying that they sound like everyone else to me, like except the eyes and the red hair. People are empathetic, you know, for the most part, you know, and they're intuitive, they're intelligent. Well, what have they done that makes them so intelligent? You know, what distinguishes them from everyone else besides the blood type, which is
something I will say too, though, for like genetics, though, is, you know, of course, like, you know, when your parents pass on their genetic lineage, you're a mix of the both of them. But you do have this, like, mixing and crossing over throughout, like the egg and sperm and all of that. And basically, when you get, like, a little piece of A and a little piece of B from either your parents, you get different sections. And this is going to be the best, like, narrative for it over, like, a vocal explanation, so please forgive me. But basically, if you're going to take a sip of A and a sip of B, something that's closer to, how do you say, como dice, all right, so if your parents are mixing their genetics, you're going to have A crossing over to B, B crossing over to A or whatever, and if a trait is really close together, there's a chance they're going to go hand in hand. So if you have line one and line two, and you're going to mix them, the closer things are in a line, the more, it's basically the better probability it is that, like, the chances are that something's going to, like, oh, this is, y'all, I cannot do this over, like, talk, but basically, if people are procreating, DNA is getting swapped. If a trait is close to another trait, there's a good chance it's going to go along with that other trait. So if you have, like, red hair and fair skin from one parent, it's a good chance those two traits are going to go hand in hand versus being split up if they're very close together on the chromosome. So I think that would go hand in hand with, like, redheadedness and, like, a bunch of different things. But, yeah, y'all go ahead.
Guess what? My boy who always writes me some information when he listens to the show, Raul Mata. He just sent me a site called www.notesforsapiens.com. It's about Rh negative blood alien origin. And check this out. They also have, they always look for facts, these people. They're higher than average IQ. They're easily scared. They have a lower body temperature. Reptilian, huh? Okay. Sense of purpose in life. They're very compassionate. They have unexplained psychic dreams. And they have a huge interest in space and science. And check this out, guys. They have an extra vertebrae. Huh?
Oh, I just said that's interesting.
They have an extra vertebrae. And an inclination to healing professions, a feeling of being different. Wow. These are Rh negative folks.
Hey, Lou, had you heard about the fact that Neanderthals had their own redhead gene?
The Neanderthals had their own redhead? No, I didn't.
It's been years since I read articles, so, like, don't quote me on any of this, but just like Homo sapiens have a certain redhead gene, apparently Neanderthals also had their own redhead gene, and of course, like, we interbred with them, as well as other hominids that we're now, like, finding out about. But they had their own redhead gene, and apparently that was not passed on. But talking about, like, genetics, stuff that's been passed on, and also ancient stuff where they're talking about hominids, like, you know, like Neanderthals, or, say, like, Sasquatch and stuff that has the red hair. Basically, there have been other populations of, like, humanoids and hominids that have had the red hair gene.
Huh. That's interesting.
And it's a separate gene. It's just like a separate mutation that has happened, but has been documented.
I wonder what causes these mutations.
Mutations just kind of like happen. From what I understand, like, there can be, like, certain environmental pressures, like toxins and shit like that. Oh, pardon me for swearing.
That makes sense.
Don't worry, the FCC is not here.
But basically, mutations happen, and it's a matter of how readily they happen and how beneficial they are. And if they're beneficial, there's a higher chance that they'll get passed down. So even if it's recessive, if you have some inbreeding relatively where to people who have this recessive gene, they're going to, like, pass it on to their next of kin.
Hmm. Okay.
Wait, but did,
but yeah,
but did you mention Bigfoot?
I did. I just hear a lot of stories that I look up different stuff, whether it's about, like, the Yeti or Sasquatch. I have found, like, accounts where they're, like, red hair, but that's, like, their body hair. And I don't know how that genetic stuff would differ between that and their head hair with, like, Neanderthals and all of that. But there is, it's very interesting to hear about the fact that different humanoids and stuff like that, like Homo sapiens, Homo neanderthalensis, and also potential other like hominids like Sasquatch and shit like that, have red hair genes. Yeah, so I don't think it's necessarily related, but you know, maybe there's, you know, separate evolved mutations and that gets passed on in the recessive little small gene pools.
Wait a second.
When the moon hangs high on the breast of the lake, in the bite of the wind, it's like a slap in the face. A legend of horror lurks in the haze. It's Bigfoot.
I don't know, man. I think that's the link. We got to bring Bigfoot back to explain this RA's blood, man.
We need that link, that missing link.
I swear, Lou, you must have smoked something good tonight, bro, because you're on one tonight.
Yo, I think Stephanie got it, man. I think she that's the missing piece. We got to study Sasquatch more. No, but go ahead, Stephanie.
That came into my mind, too. So what you're saying is that these people are part Sasquatch. I'm kidding.
No
doubt.
I'm just
saying that there's... Oh, okay.
I'm kidding. Okay. People are not Sasquatch.
Well, I want you guys to Google. Now, there's no offense to the Basque people. They're very beautiful people. I actually got Basque blood. It's in my DNA. It came up on my 23andMe.
Hey.
Yeah, I believe it.
Yeah, the Basque. But check this out. Their foreheads and their facial expressions are very unique features compared to other Europeans. Just look it up. You can find. Click on images on Basque people. And I'm telling you, man, it's just... I don't know, man. This is, where am I going with this? Just that, you know, just the connection there somehow.
They also have a lot of publications in their own, like, language. Like, they are very persevering people. And it's been ages since I read it, but there's one book called COD by, I believe, Martin Kolanski. And he talks about, like, the history of people and civilization and colonialism and modern era refrigeration, etc., through the one item, and that being cod. And it's been a while since I've read it, a couple years, but basically, like, the Basque people, they had the know. And they would go to the Americas, I think Northeast Coast, to get cod, which was really good. It was able to be, like, salted and dried, carried for long distances. And there is apparently, like, stories and stuff of them basically just going all the way to the Americas for cod and just still maintaining their own culture and doing stuff different from the rest of Europe, which is pretty dope, you know?
It is. I agree. And they seem to be they are interesting. Very interesting people for many different reasons.
Well, you know who's a famous Basque person that we all know? Christian Bale, who played Batman in Dark Knight.
Wait, Christian Bale is Basque?
Yeah, he's a...
But he's British.
Yep, Basque. Yeah, he's Basque. He has Basque blood.
Okay. I'm Batman.
He's English, but he has the Basque blood. See, it's all connected.
Gotcha.
That Anglo-Saxon kind of... There's a connection there somehow.
What are you talking about? You're connected too. You're one of them.
Actually, I am. It's funny. I look at the faces of the Basque, and my eyebrows are like them. I'm like, oh, damn. And I used to wear mullets, remember? I don't know, but I'm all positive, though.
Oh, I used to wear a mullet. Yeah, me too.
Remember I used to wear a mullet? I'm Basque, man. What's up? Wait a minute. This is tragedy for the Taino radio.
I remember.
We call it Basque radio. No, then we got to call it Basque radio.
Basque radio coming at you.
No. No. No, actually, that's probably what happened in my bloodline. Some Basque came over. They heard about the Indians, and they wanted to come over. But
probably, you know, there must have been some mixing back then with the Basque people. If they were getting to the Americas, if they made it all the way this far, there must have been some sort of mixing.
There might have been, and I don't know. Like, I've heard that, like, I've come across different stories and stuff, like, on the internet. Granted, this is, like, from high school onwards, about, you know, redheads being there in the Americas because of, like, various sailors coming over. Some people attribute to the Vikings. I've read stuff about the Basques and stuff. And this is all just very vague stuff that I've read about. So I'm not saying any of this is the end-all, be-all. But, yeah, people seem to have very much traveled for the history of, like, mankind. And I'm very curious about it. And going back to, like, the Rh negative and stuff like that, one thing that I forget about is, you know, like, what populations, like, how you can get AB, O, while also having... like Rh negative and stuff. That's something I should have done more research before, like calling in. But it is very interesting that there are these various like populations with their distinct histories that have ties to certain cultures, redheadedness, certain genetics of small populations, potentially like Rh negative and all of that.
No, I don't know. I'm going to have to find someone who's Rh negative and have a conversation with them to see how intelligent they are and see how redhead they might be and get them on the show. See if they have, like, these special powers or do they dream about aliens, you know? Do they know they're connected? I want to know. If you're out there and you're listening, call us and you're Rh negative. Don't worry. We don't judge. Lou, you there? I guess she lost Lou. Been having a fun night tonight.
Oh yeah, kind of funny.
Okay.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Raul Mata just sent me a link here. I was just screening it. It looks pretty interesting. I don't know if I should play some of it. Kind of summarizes what we're talking about. I don't know. You want to check it out?
Hold on. Do it, Buster, you're a valiant fool.
It's called Ask K-Pop Entertainment. Is Rh negative blood alien in origin? He says it's a good video. It's my boy, Raul Mata. He always sends me these links. Hold on a second. Hold on. Let me see if I can hook this up. This is like some career, I think. It's interesting. This is like Korean.
You said K-pop?
Yep. Yeah, it is.
As humans, we believe we evolved from apes, and the Rh factor in our blood even derives its name from the rhesus macaque. But when it comes to the antigens in our blood, there's a small percentage of the population with a strange anomaly, leading some to question if Rh-negative blood is alien in origin. In terms of genetics, humans must inherit genetic combinations from their ancestors, except for mutations. As for blood, genetic traits are considered to be extremely stable and accurate over generations. This raises the question, did the emergence of a new ancestor in the process of human evolution, causing the original to no longer be maintained, thereby creating different blood variants? Now, Ask Pop Entertainment will help you find the answer for the question, is Rh-negative blood alien in origin?
Where the flying sausages flew out.
Rh-negative blood come from? There are 35 blood group systems organized by our genetic structure to carry the information that produces antigens. Antigens are molecules that produce an immune response, so when a foreign substance or toxin enters our system, antigens tell our bodies to attack them. Within the Rh system, there are 61 antigens, with the D antigen determining whether one is Rh positive or Rh negative. This antigen is a sensitive protein that exists on the surface of red blood cells and can react negatively if it comes in contact with Rh positive blood. Some believe Rh-negative blood is simply a mutation that came about at some unknown time in our evolution. But as strange as it sounds, others have speculated at the possibility that it may have come from an alien species that interbred with humans or engineered us in some way, producing a hybrid bloodline. When we look at hybrid animals and other species, there are similar incompatibilities and sometimes even complete infertility. When a horse and donkey mate, the genetic differences result in a sterile mule.
Oh, I said that.
Same goes for a liger. The progeny of a lion and a tiger, the two species' chromosomes don't match, so they produce infertile offspring. Could there be compatibility between Rh-negative mothers and Rh-positive babies? Why is the Rh blood test required for pregnant women? The Rh blood type test is extremely important for pregnant women in order to minimize complications caused by mother-child blood group disagreement, specifically in the following cases. When the mother has Rh plus positive and the Rh negative fetus, if normally there is no injury or bleeding, the mother's blood will not contact the fetal blood. However, during childbirth, it is possible to have contact and cause adverse reactions. When the mother has Rh negative and the Rh plus positive fetus, the mother's body reacts to the fetal blood and treats it as a foreign antigen from which the mother produces anti-D antibodies. Baby's blood. Mm-hmm. During the first pregnancy, this amount of anti-D antibodies is weak and not enough to pose a risk. However, from the next pregnancy onwards, if the baby continues to have Rh plus positive, it will create dangerous blood type disagreement. Anti-D antibodies produced from the previous time will cross the placenta and enter the fetal bloodstream, destroying red blood cells. Too much red blood cell death leads to anemia, which can cause miscarriage, stillbirth, and threaten the lives of both mother and baby. Children with maternal and child blood type disagreement are at risk of jaundice and hemolysis. Mothers with Rh negative group will be difficult and dangerous in the next pregnancies without timely intervention. The origin of people with type Rh negative blood. About 15% of the world's population has the Rh negative distinction, with the D antigen absent in their veins. But this percentage of the population is not spread evenly across all areas of the planet. While humans are thought to all share a common ancestor, originating in sub-Saharan Africa, the number of Rh negative Africans is disproportionately low compared to others, about 3%. In Asia, that proportion is even lower, with only about 1% of the population possessing this rare blood type. The Basque, Spanish, and French have the highest percentage of Rh blood type in the world, with about 30% of people with type Rh negative. The Jews of Eastern Israel also have a high proportion of the Rh blood type in the population, dot the Samaritans, and the Cochin Jews also have a high percentage of Rh negative blood types, although this blood type is also rare in most African ethnic groups. And as mentioned, the origin of the Basque people in Spain has yet to be determined. Furthermore, the Basque language is unlike any other European language. Some believe that Basque is the original language of the book God made the world and religion. Others claim it is the pristine language of the world, and possibly one of the ancient human races. With evidence gathered for nearly a decade, experts also question the origin of Rh negative related to the Cro-Magnon, the first modern humans to live in the late Stone Age in Europe. Others have argued that the Rh negative blood originated from people living in the legendary land of Hyperborea from 450 BC. They are immortal, possessing blue eyes, golden hair, and living peacefully in peace under the rule of three Apollo priests. Oddly enough, it was suggested that the Rh negative gene, in fact, represents a separate branch of humans living in Africa, undergoes the process of moving and mating with other groups of people to put this gene into the bloodstream, from that develops and passes through the next generations with Rh plus positive. Some of those features are higher than average IQ, lower body temperature, higher blood pressure, red or reddish hair, extra vertebrae, sensitive vision, and particular sensitivity to sunlight, plus elevated intuition. Could there be any validity behind this, or is it an elitist idea that there might be a small percent of the population that has advanced extraterrestrial genetics? While there's not much grounding evidence of these alleged characteristics, some have pointed to instances of red-haired rulers in ancient civilizations throughout the world as potentially having some connection. However, some questions remain unanswered, especially the true origin of the Rh mutation and factors involved in this mysterious process. Also, what is the reason for the existence of Rh negative when scientifically a mutant would be quickly eliminated?
There you go.
Scientists also need to unravel the relationship between groups of people who have very high rates of the Rh negative gene in different regions, thereby answering the question whether it all comes from a mutation single original or not.
Those are men in black.
Well,
thank you for watching.
Yo, that was the men in black, man. They just totally cut it off. I had to turn it back on. Serious, it just took off. Woo. I can't understand it.
They're watching you.
So that was pretty interesting. I mean, we covered a lot of the bases, right? Of all that.
That's what I was going to say, you know. I myself tried to find information, and it's really hard to find any information on this besides everything we talked about. It's just, there's really not much out there besides what we talked about. And I find that kind of odd that no one else has done any other studies, or they haven't really released any studies. Or maybe there's nothing really
unique.
Guess what? Just a tad unique.
Guess what? I just thought of something.
What's up?
Oh, man, I just thought of something. You know, the Hopi prophecies, you know, those ancient, they spoke about, there were four peoples, four different directions, right? The four peoples at one time, the four powerful tribes, and they were all unified at one point, and every direction of human had a gift that they had to protect to keep the world in balance. Now, the fourth one did break apart, and this fourth one focused on technology, the science. Oh, I'm thinking now, I'm making a connection. Were these the Rh negative folks who took off to the Caucasus Mountains, separating themselves from the world tribes? Man, I got now I got to do my homework with the Hopi prophecies. Oh my God!
So
I'm thinking
now. Possible, but it looks very
different. I got to do some research now.
Yeah.
I love the Hopi prophecy because it's so ancient, you know, these sayings, old traditions. So, and they say when the Kachina returns, the blue Kachinas, and that's when the world as we know it won't be, and it'll be a new world, the blue Kachina. You look at those Kachinas, they look like star people with the helmets and stuff. So,
what's the Kachina?
The the kachinas are the sacred beings that come from the, you know, the spirit world. And if you look at Hopi culture, you know, they have these kachinas. They're like dolls, and they honor them in dance. And these are the ancient ones.
Do they overlap with, like, the Taino, what is it called, like the opia?
Well, these are ancestral, the kachinas, they're ancestral. So they're not just spirit beings, they're actually the sacred beings. And they're highly sacred. Like the Semis, more like the Semis for us. And they made these dolls representing different kachinas.
I've heard stories that people have actually witnessed in ceremonies the kachinas coming and presenting themselves.
There you go. It's a Navajo. These are the kachina dolls. But it's religious ceremony, you know, a sacred ceremony.
That's what I've heard. I don't know how true that is, but I heard that once.
Well, they're ceremonial symbols of the gods. Well, that's the Anglo version of the gods, but we can say, you know, the star people. All these ancient peoples, they always say gods, right? Little G, right?
Right.
But you know,
do they?
Well, you know what's my favorite kachina doll? It's kind of cool.
Mm.
I never got it. I never see them at the powwows. It's a kachina doll, right? That's like it looks like a traditional kachina, about, you know, with the mask and all that, and it's holding the head of a priest, missionary priest. They chop off the head.
So it's like a dismembered head.
Huh? It's a
it's
severed
like a
head. Look
head.
It up, kachina.
Like, oh, yo.
Kachina and a priest, or kachina and a severed head.
Yeah, it's kind of violent there. But,
huh?
I said it's kind of violent there.
Well, they came to save the people. They came to help the people. You know, a lot of these priests were very warlike, you know, and tortured our ancestors, you know. So, I love it, man.
Well,
I love that kachina. I mean, I don't condone violence towards the priest, but it's symbolic, you know?
I know it's symbolic. But what I was going to say, I think it's time, right? Is the show over?
Oh, we're way over time. It's actually 11:23
okay.
Eastern time.
Oh,
well, go ahead. What were you going to say?
Stephanie has something to say?
Hello?
Oh, no, I was just saying, oops, that we went over time. But y'all go ahead.
Oh, yeah, no, I was going to say, I took some medication, so I'm a little loopy. And I was just saying, I think I have to end the show because the way I feel right now, I'm flying. I mean, if you guys want to continue, go ahead. But I think I have to go.
Oh, check it out. It's called the Priest Killer Kachina Doll. It refers to by the non-Hopi people as a priest killer because he carried out a beheading of the priests during the Pueblo Revolt of 1680.
Oh, it happened for real.
Yeah, the Pueblo Indians of Arizona and New Mexico revolted against the Catholic Church in order to retain and to have the freedom of practicing their own religion. There you go. New Mexico, that's our land, man, right there. Hey, check it out. We got to go to New Mexico, get on the land, and we can see some flying saucers, man, right there. Maybe some, maybe we'll meet some of the RH.
Whenever you're ready, man, I told you. Stay in, we can drive
right
out there.
Yeah, man, I'll pick up Stephanie there, and we'll just go straight up, man. That's right, go west.
Matter of fact, I just realized the last time I was out there, I was in New Mexico, I did see some weird stuff in the sky. I totally forgot about that. And,
wait, like what kind of weird stuff? Like shooting stars, UFOs? Like, what kind of weird stuff?
Like, I saw, and it's funny because I was at a local, and he actually was in Colorado. He went over there to meet us, and we were sitting in the back just talking, looking at the sky, laying down by a fire. And I just saw these lights appear, and they just were there, and then they just, like, disappeared. That was it. Not shooting stars. Shooting stars go really quick. They fly, right? They shoot across. This thing is just a light that appears, and then eventually just, like, disappeared. That was it. And I was like, what the hell is that? And he's like, oh, you see weird stuff out here all the time.
Yo,
well, you know,
that's
that land
creepy as hell.
Well, you know, Adayikiland is right. It's right by those mountains. So you know this.
Yeah,
this.
I know.
And 20 minutes from there is petroglyph rock. With all the star
really?
People looking petroglyphs, the star people petroglyphs.
Okay.
Well, we gotta camp out. That's it, man. All right, Stephanie, come on in. We'll get scary stuff. Oh. Yeah, we got this. So, guys, let's hook it up. Let's lock up the show.
RH
Blood, if anyone has any comments on this, any research, please hook it up. Email TainoRadio1491@gmail.com. I have to end with thank you, Stephanie, for coming in and sharing your expertise, and hopefully your fictitious professor gets found.
I want to say something real quick. I'm going to try to book a show next week with a guest, and I think it's going to be interesting if I can get the guest on. So be tuned, be prepared. I don't want to talk about it yet, but this is some other level shiznit. Like, it might give you nightmares, man. According to the encounter this person has. So stay tuned, and hopefully I can book this person. And if I do, man, it's going to be a crazy story. I heard half of it. I had to stop because I wanted to share it on the show with you guys. So it's going to be a roller coaster. Yeah, but this is, like, really abnormal. Like, it's crazy, man. But if I could book him, then I'll definitely make that fly out. So stay tuned for next week. Please follow Unknown New Mexico. Go to Spooky News Paranormal. Give us a follow. You know, send me a message. And thank you for everyone for listening tonight. Thank you guys for being on the show. Scary stuff. You know, we'll catch on the next one. Everyone have a good night.
Very good. We made the connection between Bigfoot and an RH negative babies that they test.
Well, me and Lucille, we were feeling good, so we got us a cabin way back in the woods. We stepped out for a breath of air, met an 8-foot man all covered with hair. Bigfoot stole my baby, Bigfoot stole my baby, Bigfoot stole my baby, stole the woman I love and gone. Well, it looked like a step right out of a cave. Never had a haircut, never had a shave. Had big red eyes, made a mournful moan. But something he had really turned her on. Bigfoot stole my baby, Bigfoot stole my baby, Bigfoot stole my baby, stole the woman I love and gone. Well, I lit out in hot pursuit of this 8-foot man in his birthday suit, tearing up the forest with 10-foot stride, sweet Lucille running by his side. Bigfoot stole my baby, Bigfoot stole my baby, Bigfoot stole my baby, stole the woman I love and gone. Now that was the last they were ever seen, so I sold my story to a magazine. I hope they're happy living way out there, cause it made me a heartbroken millionaire. Bigfoot stole my baby, Bigfoot stole my baby, Bigfoot stole my baby, stole the woman I love and gone. Come on. Baby, Bigfoot stole my baby, Bigfoot.